Welcome to Making the Difference, a series of programmes from Mary Immaculate College about students and staff, past and present, who have made a difference in some way to the world today. Each episode acts as recognition to a different person for the great and often unrewarded work that they do in their day-to-day lives. Let's hear from today's candidate.
Hi, my name is Tony Longua and I'm a lecturer in Mary Immaculate College in the city of Limerick. I'm from the island of Jersey, which is it's well known. The name of Jersey is well known, but it's a very small place. It's about 9 miles from France and it's about 9 miles long. And it's a lovely place to grow up, but of course it's very small. And although I enjoyed living there when I was growing up, as you get older you get itchy feet and you want to move around a little bit more, and that's what I did. I moved to Ireland originally in 1988, and I moved to Belfast, and I was there for about best part of 16 years. So I've been in Ireland, the island of Ireland, a long time, and I've moved around various places. So I've taught in Coleraine and Derry and Cork, and I've been here now for 3 years. I've always been interested in media. My research background is actually in ethnomusicology, so I'm interested in the cultural study of musics from other places in the world and comparing them and that kind of thing. But I've flipped between media studies departments and music departments everywhere I've taught, because I'm interested in the broadcast of music and the technological side of music as well. So most recently when I was teaching in Cork, I was in the music department, but it wasn't a great leap to move into media here, and so I've moved into the other side of my research, basically, is about music and in film and music and radio and that kind of thing. When I came for the interview, I saw the in the reception there was a model of what Mary Immaculate College was going to look like, with its fine buildings and grasslands and park. And this is what I thought it was, because I hadn't seen the rest of it. I didn't realise that behind the main building it was a building site at that point. So that was my expectation, that it was sort of modern utopia of education, but what's nice is that it has been living up to those expectations. I've seen it gradually take shape and move on, and that's it's lovely. No, it's a very nice place to work. I was given the honour of becoming chair of Wired FM, and that's got to be the cherry on the cake so far. My research since about the mid-90s, early 90s, has been in the music of North Africa, primarily. So that's the countries that you're hearing a lot about at the minute in North Africa. Not Libya, but I've been in Tunisia and Algeria and Morocco. And so I'm interested in I started off being interested in the pop music, and then you find that actually they've got a classical music you hadn't heard of, and so you have to get an idea of that. And then you find out there are about 100 different kinds of folk and ethnic musics there. And so in order to make sense of the pop music, you kind of have to see how the other things have all contributed to it too. So it ends up being a bottomless pit of things that you can explore, and I found it fascinating. And the people there are wonderful, friendly people. I've learned an awful lot about Islamic societies in real life, not as necessarily they're depicted in the media, and I found them to be very warm people, and I like the music a lot. I suppose what's interesting in North Africa is that it's an alcohol-free society, and yet people love to dance. This is a big difference between our Irish culture and North African culture. People in Ireland tend to only get up and dance at the end of the night, or when they've had several drinks to give them the courage. In North Africa, people love to dance at the first couple of beats of a piece of music. And so I thought that was a great thing to see and to experience and to be part of, the different attitude towards music. I like anything by Mokhtar El-Bakhani, the famous Moroccan musician, and of course my associations with Wired remind me of Totally Wired, the song by The Fall, which you may not immediately think of being connected with Mary Immaculate College, but somehow it's an association for me.
I'm totally wired. I'm totally wired.
The bit of research that I do one year probably doesn't turn into an article that you can see published for a couple of years. So it's like a conveyor belt of research. So I'm finishing off things now that I started a good couple of years ago, writing-wise. But I'm also planning the next trips. So I'm planning to be in Algeria this summer. The town that I regularly go to there in is... has become the Islamic city of culture for the year, and that's not be a very interesting thing in the current circumstances of quite a lot of turmoil in the area. I'm sure Algeria will be safe, but it'll still the Islamic world of culture will be a different one, you know, have a different meaning in this year of conflict and change. My process of research, the funny thing is, because I've been doing research in the same area for, nearly 15 years, the people that I know there, I know very well, they're old friends. So it's actually quite, you know, once you've arrived, it's like seeing old friends. And in fact, it's come to the point where now that their children, who I knew originally were up to my knee, are now driving me around, taking me to visit music festivals and introducing me to people. So, you know, I've got a connection with the families even, which is a nice feeling. It's almost like... a different side of your life. So, but having said that, a lot of the research that you need to do still remains trudging through hot, dusty streets and knocking on people's doors and asking if they talk to you and interview them. And sometimes you play music with them, you learn a few tunes and play along with them, or you hang around in recording studios for a long time, drinking tea and chatting. So there is a lot of fun to it, but it's. I suppose after doing it for 15 years, it's not quite as exotic as it sounds, because the people that you know all the shopkeepers on the street. So I bet that gives you a different level of understanding than you would have if you just turned up. I'm secretary of the Irish branch of the International Council of Traditional Music, the ICTM. And anyone who's interested in music from any parts of the world, it could be Irish or it could be non-Irish, should have a look at the ICTM website, which will be useful for getting in touch with the organisation, seeing what people do for a living, seeing the kind of research they do, and also attend some of the events that we hold. So that would be a good starter, you know, to sort of find out what we actually do and how researchers can make a living out of it. There's a drum like the Bawron, played in North Africa, for example, called a bendir, and it looks the same. It's a skin over a hoop, but it's played in a very, very different way, and the sound is nothing like it. So on some level, you can say that there are structural similarities, but there have been arguments made that North African music is somehow derived from or influenced by North African music in the far distant past, but I can see personally no evidence for that. I mean, Irish traditional music is very much part of a North European, a Western European branch of traditional musics. Musics perform similar functions, but I wouldn't see that there's a link between these particular areas. I suppose what I'd always like people to do is to open their ears. To be open to the you know, the fabulous musics that are out there that aren't the same as our own, and even to the you know, the more interesting elements of music from Ireland. There are all sorts of areas which, and I think that people are generally conservative in their musical tastes, and there's a lot more out there that if they see it as an adventure, there's a lot more to explore.
This programme was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland's Sound and Vision funding scheme. Wired FM would like to thank everybody involved in making the series.